So on the line, Dr. Claire Ness. She's going to have to tell me how you we pronounce her name. Hi, Doctor.
Hi, Rian.
How do you pronounce
nice
your surname?
It's Neeser.
Neeser.
There you go.
Well, nice to speak to you. Dr. Neeser is a specialist plastic and reconstructive surgeon in Cape Town. She's qualified as a specialist plastic and reconstructive surgeon at Stellenbosch University. And her clinical interest, breast reconstruction, cosmetic breast surgery, nasal reconstruction, and cosmetic rhinoplasty. Where do you add this, Lolly? Kid knows. Cosmetic eyelid surgery and microsurgery reconstruction. And the names are getting so long now, I don't know, I won't be able to pronounce it. Dr. Neeser, it's
yes.
a pleasure having you on the show.
Rian, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So now, during the course of today, we said to people, if you can get one plastic surgery procedure right now, what would it be? What would you guess? Well, you know. What do you think everyone wanted, most people?
Liposuction, probably.
Yeah. I have liposuction after liposuction after liposuction. Mm. That must keep you guys very busy.
Yeah, look, it's the most popular cosmetic procedure that people request, so it does keep us all very busy.
So just take me through the process, because I'm really considering it. Does the medical pay for it?
Liposuction, no. It's actually very much a discretionary expense, so it's a cosmetic procedure, and I don't think there are really any medical aids that would pay for that. Although saying that, there's a procedure that we do called fat grafting, which uses a little bit of fat harvest, and then we process the fat and use the fatty tissue as well as the stem cells in the fat itself to use as part of breast reconstruction, for example. So there are some medical, shall I say, procedures that a little bit of liposuction is useful in.
So when we hit a certain age, like Marcella and myself, she's almost 50, but after I crossed that terrible threshold of 40,
yes,
and the stomach, there's just nothing you can do. You can, you know, I go to the gym three times. Well, Lolly goes to the gym three times, and it looks much better than me going for 3 years. So what are the options with the stomach area? So we've got lipo. What else?
Yeah, so a combination is often necessary of liposuction of the little bit of excess fatty tissue, and then a tummy tuck or an abdominoplasty is the surgical removal of excess skin. And that can make a very nice difference.
Ooh, price range, plus minus?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it depends on the area in South Africa that you live, because there are obviously variations. But, you know, under general anesthesia, liposuction and abdominoplasty takes about three and a half to 4 hours.
Yeah.
And can cost from 100,000 rand. So it's,
what are you saying? Join a gym. It's going to be cheaper. What you're saying?
It's always good to do healthy exercise and eat healthily.
And
definitely
eat right.
Worthwhile.
All right. Listen, doctor, we're going to talk to you just now, because there's a reason why you're on. It's a dimpleplasty.
Oh,
it's like
right. This
new thing. Nice talking to you. We're joining you in a couple of minutes again. Have a cup of tea or something. We'll join you now. 19:06. Listen to this person, huh?
I want to fix my eyes. I've always had poofy eyes since I was a child. Poofy. Now that I've clocked 60, they look like used tea bags. I want to fix my poofy eyes.
My poofy eyes. Marcel.
Poofy eyes.
Yeah.
That's why I've used a very good eye cream since my early 20s. To try and avoid poofy eyes.